What does it mean to be a man in a world that seems increasingly confused about masculinity? This question lies at the heart of Maximized Manhood, a book that sparked a revolution when it first appeared. The modern world has replaced moral clarity with moral ambiguity, leaving men adrift without a compass. Many find themselves caught between two extremes, the overly feminized man who avoids confrontation at all costs, or the hyper-masculine macho man who substitutes aggression for true strength. Neither captures the essence of biblical manhood. True masculinity isn't about domination, but about responsibility. It's about stepping up rather than stepping back. When Edwin Lewis Cole stood before 500 men in a rustic Oregon chapel and boldly called them to moral accountability, the response was electric. Men who had been craving direction rushed forward in repentance. This powerful moment revealed something profound. Men are hungry for moral clarity and spiritual leadership. They're seeking permission to be held accountable rather than merely accommodated in their shortcomings. What if the crisis in modern masculinity isn't a lack of opportunity, but a lack of responsibility? What if men are waiting for someone to challenge them to rise higher rather than sink lower? The path to authentic manhood begins with this realization. We cannot become what God intended until we face who we truly are. Our culture has systematically replaced the concept of sin with problems, a shift that fundamentally changes how we address failures. When a youth minister keeps pornographic magazines and calls it a problem, he avoids the deeper reality of sin requiring repentance. Problems suggest external solutions, therapy, medication, support groups. Sins demand internal transformation, repentance, forgiveness, and spiritual renewal. This distinction matters greatly. A man viewing pornography addiction as merely a problem seeks management techniques rather than transformation. A husband considering infidelity a midlife crisis looks for understanding instead of forgiveness. Biblical wisdom confronts sin, while human wisdom covers it up. Without consequences, there's no incentive to change. True manhood requires facing failures directly, taking responsibility, and seeking transformation through repentance and grace. Abandoning the practice of relabeling sins opens the door to authentic change. Authentic masculinity requires balance. Jesus exemplified this perfectly, embracing children lovingly, yet driving money changers from the temple with righteous force. In parenting, rewards must balance punishment. Caresses balance correction. Modern society often favors softness over necessary toughness. Even love requires discipline, or we risk loving what destroys us. The widow who remained frozen in grief shows how undisciplined tenderness becomes destructive. Decision-making defines true manhood. Pat Robertson demonstrated this at CBN by decisively closing an unprofitable record label after analysis and prayer. Leaders make decisions based on followers' needs, not personal preference. Women desire men who lead, not dictate. Indecisiveness breeds relationship instability. Mature men admit wrong decisions, learn, and move forward, accepting responsibility. Churches suffer when men abdicate spiritual leadership. While women provide nurturing spirituality, strength often flows through masculine leadership. A family, church, or nation is only as strong as its men. Every house needs spiritual leadership, a role God has primarily designated to men. Men must minister to their wives and children through prayer, attention, and spiritual guidance. Many men neglect this responsibility. One tearful woman called, fearing her husband would discover their conversation. Though both active Christians, her husband had never discussed spiritual matters at home in 15 years of marriage. Despite material provision, she felt profoundly lonely, pleading, "Please tell men across America, we want them to be men." Prayer creates threefold intimacy. with God, for those you pray for, and with those you pray with. When a man prays with his wife, he develops a spiritual connection deeper than physical union. A Canadian man once approached after a sermon, having prayed with his wife for the first time in 11 years. "Today we are closer than we ever were," he reported, his wife beaming beside him. Ministry means loving, not just preaching, and begins at home. Tom, a talented television station manager, faced repeated ministry failures. He publicly demeaned his wife to mask insecurities, blocking God's blessings. Self-justification works by making yourself look right while blaming others. Tom made Sue his scapegoat. While pastoring a struggling California church, a revelation came. Nancy had become the target for personal frustrations. Seeing her through God's eyes, gracious, virtuous, lovely, demanded immediate change. That evening, a small gift was presented, "Just because I love you." At dinner, genuine appreciation replaced criticism, with a dollar bill left under her plate as a token of appreciation. This simple change transformed their relationship. Nancy's value multiplied in both their eyes, their home improved, and their ministry advanced. The more appreciation shown, the lovelier she became. This principle extends beyond marriage. Appreciation transforms all relationships. People blossom under genuine recognition, while criticism slowly poisons connections. Consistent appreciation creates an environment where others thrive. Change always flows from the top. When it doesn't, revolution erupts from below. This principle applies across businesses, churches, and families. Men must change first for their families to follow their example. Al, a business troubleshooter, found that failing companies only recovered when their leaders were willing to change. While he examined operations and finances, he focused primarily on leadership attitudes. Mere intention to change isn't change. People judge others by actions, but themselves by intentions. America invests in programs for juveniles and women, then returns them to homes with unchanged men. The Bible names man as head of the house, comparing him to Christ as head of the church. As Christ provides for the church, men should provide for their families. In Phoenix, parents sought help for their runaway daughter who complained, "He never listens." When the father was challenged to listen without responding for 30 days, their relationship healed after he listened and apologized. Men who abdicate leadership pass the buck, a pattern beginning with Adam. When men blame others instead of taking responsibility, they teach their children the same behavior. Talent can take you where character can't sustain you. A father's greatest legacy isn't wealth, but the character he instills in his children. Any male can conceive a child, but only a man can father one. Raising children requires quality time. There's no substitute for giving yourself. Abraham passed down essential practices, righteousness by faith, tithing, rescuing others, and family leadership. Being a good father is Earth's noblest calling. The father serves as priest for the family. No man should talk to his children about God before talking to God about his children. After decades of ministry, the conviction remains: living for Christ is life's greatest adventure. Many Christians, marriages, and America suffer from faded glory, living in the afterglow of what once was. True manhood means serving through strength, wisdom, and love while standing firm in convictions, yet remaining tender in relationships.